Welcome back to Spin Now with me, Katie, and I have been especially excited to chat about my little visit to Gavin James during the week down in Cork. I travelled down, I met him at his hotel, and we had a short little convo, which I'll be playing out soon. And you can also head over to Spin's Insta to see that video. And if you didn't know, Gavin James is back. He's touring, and he is going to be live at the Marquee Saturday, May 25th, Summer Series, Trinity College Dublin, Wednesday, July 3rd, and Galway International Arts Festival on July 26th. He also has a fresh new track out. It is called Heavy, and I'm absolutely loving it. I'm going to play it out after you have a listen to my little catch up with him. So here it is. It is me catching up with Gavin James. I am so excited to be sitting in front of Mr. Gavin James. How
Hi,
are you?
How's things?
Good, good. You are just back from Holland. How was that?
It was very nice. It wasn't as nice as this right now because it's so sunny and so nice here, but it was lovely. I had a great time.
You have so much coming up. You're kicking off your festival season, should we call it?
Loads of gigs and all that. Yeah, we're doing loads. Next, I think, is it 2 weeks away? We're in Sligo in 2 weeks, which is a good crack. And then Marquee here, which is going to be deadly.
25th of May.
Can't wait. In Marquee in Cork. I'm very excited. It's the third time. The last time we did it was a long time ago, actually. It's 2018 or something like that.
Yeah, what's it like? Are you excited to be back on Irish soil doing the festivals?
I love the Marquee's awesome gig. It's such a buzz. It's just a big ball of energy. It's class. It's so much fun.
You're going to be playing Dublin as well?
We're playing Trinity Sessions in Dublin, which is going to be great crack, in Trinity College. And then what else? Galway. We're doing a gig in Galway in the International Arts Festival.
How do you do it, Gavin?
Just play a few chords and sing.
Just like that.
It's grand. Like, it's very great.
Anything you have, any secrets to getting prepped before you go on stage? I am the worst
person to ask that. I just get really nervous. I mean, I get really nervous and I pace and I can't talk anymore.
Really?
Really bad nerves. But yeah, it only happens 20 minutes before a show. I prick it every time. I thought eventually it would go away, but it's been 12 years now and it has not gone away at all.
But they say nerves is good, don't
they? Oh, it's a great thing. If it is, it's happened to me once or twice where I haven't got nervous. And it's not been a very good gig.
Oh, really?
I don't know why. Sometimes. That's why I always have a rule as well, to not have a drink before a gig. It's like, it gets rid of all your inhibitions and makes you not nervous.
You have a new single out.
Yes.
April 12th. It's called Heavy. I feel like you took a little bit of a different direction with this. A little bit of gospel, soul.
Quite gospel-y, yeah. It's very hard to sing, but it's very fun to sing. I've been sitting on it for a while. I've been showing it to everyone. My whole family, my mum and dad have been buzzing for it to be coming out. So
it is so amazing. Cheers. Listened to it so much.
Thanks very much.
Cheers. I am big about the meaning behind a song.
Yeah.
I really am. Like, every guest I have, that's what I ask them.
Yeah.
So where did you draw the inspo for this one? Do you feel like you draw some things from your own life?
Yeah, I mean, that one's kind of about growing up in Dublin and kind of like the stuff that you take with you. That used to be so easy when you were a kid. I know when I was like 15, I wasn't really worried about anything. I was kind of like, or maybe I thought I was, but then like real life kind of takes over when you get into your 20s, and then how you change as you get older, and how you kind of even deal with like going out and drinking and stuff, if you do that a little too much sometimes. And the chorus kind of hits on that a little bit. But it's, definitely. I mean, the singing wise in that song, I kind of wanted to give myself a bit of a challenge when it came to it, which is stupid. Because now I have to sing it. I had to sing it in the morning today at like 9 o'clock in the morning. I was like, oh God. But it was fine. I think it was fine. But I'm buzzing to sing it live and stuff now.
Well, it's been received really well.
Cheers, thanks.
It really has. People can go and get your tickets now to head to your gig.
Yeah. So the gig, the next one is in Sligo, and then the one after that is here in Cork. So Marquee, 25th of May, and then after that is Dublin, and then after that is Galway. Or else it's Galway and Dublin. I should check. But yeah, I'm doing them gigs, so that's very fun.
You're going to be a busy man.
Yeah, loads of things, loads of gigs.
Well, listen, I'm not going to keep you any longer.
Sweet.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Neighbor, thanks for coming. Cheers. Good to see you.